Dear Bellarine Peninsula, when I dumped you 10 years ago, I thought it was for good. I know we could have worked things out, but truth be told, I'd stop finding you attractive. Your long beaches, limestone headlands, river, lakes and undulating hills no longer impress me. I needed to explore new horizons, so I ended it. To put some distance between us, I headed 3,000 miles west and lived by the Indian Ocean, where I basked in a Mediterranean climate. I swam in a soft sea under a dome of blue sky. On rare visits back east, I called in to say hello, but always compared you unfavorably to my new home. Over time, you became a distant memory. 10 years later, you showed up by surprise. A local video store closed down and sold their DVDs for a song. Amongst them was the first Sea Change series, with you as a backdrop to Sigrid and David. I only bought them for a laugh, but couldn't stop replaying episodes just to catch glimpses of you, shouting with excitement whenever I saw a familiar stretch of beach, and the Bowen Heads Bluff where the river opens out to the sea. There was even a shot of the exact place my partner and I met. By the end of the first series, I was filled with longing. I told myself that you were just photogenic, but I couldn't stop thinking about you. I trawled through photos of the good times we shared. I trawled my heart, and there you were, right in its center, home. I came back to visit to make sure it wasn't just nostalgia, but you stunned me with your beauty, set my heart racing. I fell in love with you all over again. It was as though I could only see you for who you really are by staying away too long. I especially loved that you knew me better than that perpetually sunny place thousands of miles away. I decided I couldn't live without you. I'm so happy we got back together, that I'm home. Yours faithfully, Abigail.